daf. There he is. Sorry, Wednesday. Here on daf. Memches Amud Aleph at the top Mishnah. Halacha Gimel. Sara b'shem shel truma. Who waited till you got here? Sara b'shem shel truma. You anoint the Korban Pesach with oil of truma. This actually was used kind of like barbecue sauce, you know, A1 truma sauce. Im chaburas kari, if it's a group of kohanim yochlu, they can eat it. Im shal Yisrael, if it's Yisraelim. Im chay, if it's still roi, yichen, you can rinse off the truma. Im tzli, if it's already roasted. Yiklo, if it's achito, and you have to peel off the outer layer. Sar b'shem et shomai z'shei, if you use my z'sheini oil, lo yazen udoivim ne'a chaburo, you should not make it, you should not pay other members of chabura for their portions and vice versa. Fishei mochi my z'sheini b'shalayim. By the way, I started speaking to him. You asked me to do it, I started already. See what a good boy I am? Okay. Because one is not allowed to sell Meister Sheni in Yerushalayim. Okay. It only says Socho, which means that you, like painted it with oil. Brush the oil. Chayim tivlo aser, but if you actually dip, then it's aser because if it's dipped, then it actually absorbs, right? But if you brush it with barbecue sauce, so it doesn't absorb as much as if you actually dip it. We did not have the skillet in the Bavli. The Bavli never drew such distinctions. But it's a logical distinction to say that if you dip it, it gets more absorbed, and then you'd be forbidden to go, a non-coin would be forbidden to eat the Pesach under those circumstances. Now here, as a result, comes a very interesting Maisa. Everybody disagrees what the pshat in this Maisa is. Chad v'nash b'shul tani golta b'shem and trepa. Certain individual cooked a hen with shem and trepa, with oil of truma. Now, were you to touch this up yourself? Let's play Meforish Yerushalmi here. Were you to touch this up yourself? How would you translate the case? What happened here?
This happened Erev Pesach.
No, not Erev Pesach, just the west of here. Shem et Sreifah is oil of truma, which is tamei, right, which must be burnt. You can't consume it. So what do you do? How do you, what actually is the circumstance? Describe me what the person did. What? And what do you do with it?
He used it for cooking.
Used it for? Used it as fuel?
No.
You say?
He painted the...
Very good. You see, here we have a machlokas and he's unfortunately Yerushalmi. The Pnei Moshe says he dunked it into the Shemitz Reifa, and now he must know what to do. The other Meforshim, including the Meichal Maim and the Mashbiach, say that he used the Shemitz Reifa as fuel. Okay? Now, depending on which way you interpret that...
I don't say that because that's the case that preceded
it. I understand. You're totally within your rights to interpret that way. So this is... So Asher Shoy Rei Bista, he came and asked Rei Bista what to do. Amale Azo Shoka, go cook it very, very well. So according to Pnei Moshe's interpretation, it comes out a tremendous chiddush, that if you cook it very well, the oil actually comes out. It's like Hagola. Right, Hagola works on the chicken. So the other people don't like that because they say we never found Hagola on chickens. So they say that rather it means that it's talking the hanah you got for using Shemitz Reifa as fuel, the way you described it, is counteracted when you cook it again. Because when you cook it again and overcook it, then any hanah you got is overcome because you have to cook it again anyway, above and beyond the first year. Okay? So those are the two interpretations here. See, you guys can write Pusha Mishambi already. So kids, that's that Maisa. Kini Masnisa. This is the way we learn our Mishnah. There is no principle Ein Mochrin. This is going to the next part of our Mishnah. There is no principle Ein Mochrin Meister Shebushlaim. What it means to say it's Ein Poidim Meister Shebushlaim. Now to redeem Meister Shebushlaim. Since there's such a principle, now to redeem it. So that's why you're not allowed to sell it. In other words, a byproduct of that principle is our Mishnah. There is no actual principle about Mechira. Chamishu Dvarim Boim Betumah. There are five things which come when they are Tomei. When they are tummy. Ha'omer, the korban omer, second day Pesach. Ushtei alechem, the two breads which are bought on Shavuos. V'lechem ha'pani, the 12 breads which are bought every Shabbos. V'zivchei sham meitzibur, the korbanos which accompany the shtei alechem, which are two lambs which are slaughtered and brought, the Kohanim eat them. And the Yusham is going to ask, wait a minute. So well, that's the shtei alechem, it's the same thing. But we'll get that momentarily. Usir Adosh Chadashim and the goats brought on Rosh Chodesh, all these things, even though they should be eaten, they are not eaten again because they brought Betumah. HaPesach Shema Betumah, however, Pesach is unlike all those. Pesach which comes in Tumah, Necha Betumah, it is eaten when you are Tameh, Shalom Ba Mitchilos El Achil, though thrust and point of Korban Pesach is to eat, so therefore, whenever Pesach is Hutra B'tzibor, unlike any other Korban, it is eaten B'tzibor B'tumah as well. Okay? As the word of Chol Korban B'tzibor in Boim B'tumah, I don't understand. What about all the other Korban B'tzibor which can be brought B'tumah? A Tamid, a Musaf, all those things, right? You're only mentioning five. What about all the other ones? So that's more a very simple answer. We only want to come tell you that Avo Bishem Boim Betuma, these ones, even though they come Betuma, Eden and Necholim Betuma, all the other Korban Sibur are Olos. They have nothing to eat, right? It's only Chatos and Shlamim of Kod Sibur where they're saying to eat. So the other ones are not even discussing. We're only discussing ones that where you might be able to eat them and tell you that you shouldn't eat them. Okay? Says more Beikum Adomar Alechemikar. Regardless of whether you say the bread of the Shtei Alechem on Shavuos is primary, or the two lambs which are brought with them are primary, nevertheless, Arba'inu. There are only four. Because what the two of your categories are the same. So it says, Tanya Chashlon, Artana didn't know which is primary. And therefore, he took both into account, Utnizu Chamisha, and he mentions five, even though it's really four. Okay. Istani Tani, there's those who learn, Kulam Lemedim in our Pesach, that all these Korbanos are learned out from Kor Pesach. Istani Tani, Kol Echod, Loyach, Echod, Loyim, Komo. There are those who said each one of these has its own specific source. Ma'adamar Kulam Lemedim Pesach, he says, Roland Avra Pesach, which is stated by Pesach, pushes off Tumah. So too the Mo'ado stated by all these, pushes off Tumah. Who says each one of them has their own name, but how does he know that? The Asya Kardot, the Tani Rebbe, because he says that like Rebbe said. Like that we learn a Brisa, Rebbe Yomer, Rebbe says, Matam lo vayde ben Moshe es Moadei Hashem. So he's talking about the Korbanos in Parshas Emor. So it says there, vayde ben Moshe es Moadei Hashem. And these are Korbanos, not the Musafim. Musafim and Parshas Pinchas. These are the Korbanos mentioned in our Mishnah, which are additional Korbanos which are brought on Yom Tov, besides the Musafim, which are listed in Pinchas. So Matam Lomar, Rebbe Moshe is Modei Hashem. Pishalom Lomanu Elala Pesach Tomi Shitukos on Shabbos. I only know the Pesach. And Tomi Pushav Shabbos. Says Mado Shah Korban Kormel Sibur 9. I don't know if it's true about all other Kormel Sibur, Tamulomar, because it says, Eile Tasu Lashem Modechem. Now, this is really, this is the word by the Musafim. First, bringing this down to tell you that Musafim, Mardaycha Shabbos, says these you should do for Atu Hashem on their proper times, which means that they're Docha Shabbos, because Moed always means that it's Docha Shabbos. La'omer v'la'korivimo. How do I know that the other korvos which are not musafim, such as the omer, that which is brought by it, l'shtei alecha, the two breads, l'korivimo, and that which is brought by with them, lo shemana, they're not included in eilat tasul Hashem. It says in Parsha Samar, in conjunction with them, by the Ben Moshe's Madeshom and Israel, Kavan Choyvash Kulayavo Betuma, that teaches us this principle that they all come Betuma, just like the all during Shabbos, again, because of the language of Moed, right? Now, ask the Gemara, Ukshem, Boyim Betuma, Kach Yunecholim Betuma. You can bring them when you're Tome, it should be allowed to eat them when you're Tome as well. Xeris HaKosuv, no, it's Xeris HaKosuv. But meat which touches anything tomei should not be eaten. Yomer up a Pesach. Okay, and let's say that that's true about Pesach as well. That shot should not be eaten. Shani ish lo b'mitchilas alachila. Pesach is there because it initially comes only to eat, so therefore it must be consumed. Again, that's the unique quality of Korban Pesach. Okay. Says the next Mishnah. Locha hey. Nidma b'osav achel of kayim. Let's say you have a Korban Pesach in which the meat became tamei, but the chalev, the imurim, are still extant and tar. Eino zorikas adam. You can't do zorikas adam. Why? Because Pesach is unique, as the Gemara will explain here too. Nidma chalev, if vice versa, the imurim became tamei, but baser kayam, and the meat is still extant and tar, then yes, you are zorikas adam. It's not like that. It's not the opposite, just not like that. Which, regardless of which one's still around, even if the meat is tomei, but the chalev is still extant, zoreka sadam, you're allowed to lose zoreka sadam. What's the difference? Again, the difference you said before, Pesach is meant to eat. Therefore, if you still have basar, you do zoreka sadam. If you don't have basar, you can't do zoreka sadam. That's not true by all the other korbanos. But the korbanos, they're equally significant for the murim, they're calling the mizbech, as they are for the achila sadam, which a human being eats. And therefore, as long as any part of those two is still extant and tar, you do zoreka sadam. Okay? Now, my masnis dulok Rabbi Nosson. We're going to be concerned with Rabbi Nosson until almost till the end of the evening. This is the evening. This is not like Rabbi Nosson. The Rabbi Nosson no matter yoytzim is zrika v'lo achila. Rabbi Nosson holds your yoytzim your Korban Pesach, even if you just do zrika sadam without eating. So therefore, even if the basar is no longer extant, you should be allowed to do zrika on the because of the chalev, right? My time, what pasuk teaches us? The shachtu so kol kaladas Yisrael ben arba'im. That all the congregation should slaughter it between the evenings. Also, in Rabbi Nosson darshins, also avu bishechem ela pesach echad. Also, it's singular. It means even if there's only one Korban Pesach for all of Am Yisrael. Kul and Yoytzim is Rika Achas. All of Am Yisrael is Yoytzim with one Rika Zadam. V'efshar k'zayis kol echad v'echad. Is it possible that everybody is going to get a k'zayis in one Korban Pesach? Ela, what must we say? It must be that you do not have to all have a portion of Korban Pesach with the k'zayis. And by extrapolation, we infer that even if ain't nobody getting any part of the Korban Pesach, because the buster became tamei, you still do zrika sadam. Why? Because Rabbi Nosson knows a Pesach is not qualitatively different than any other korban, that it doesn't matter whether you get to eat or not, you can still do zrika sadam, even if all you have left is the imurim. Okay? Also, the word also, which means a solitary, single solitary Korban Pesach could hypothetically be mighty Gantz Klai Yisrael. Okay? Says the Gemara further. Pshita Domil. So getting back to other Korbanos for a moment. This is simple. Nigma Abasar Rimuri Kayomim. If the flesh became Tomei and the Imurim is still extant, Zorik is Adam on the Imurim, Yiduz because Adam on the Imurim. Nigma Abasar Kayim. If the Imurim became Tomei and the meat is still extant, Zorik is Adam on the Abasar. Yiduz because Adam on the meat. What about Nigma Abasar of the Imurim? Nothing is left. The flesh is Tomei. The Imurei Margan, Kedus Rikos Adam and other Karbanos. I'm Rav Simi. Rav Simi said, Ha Hain, big typo here, instead of Kaim, it should be Kometz, to think about Menachos. By Menachos, there's Kometz. That's the fistful of flour just put on his back. That's tantamount by Mincha to the Zrikas Adam. And then there's the Shirayim, the rest of the Mincha, which is tantamount in the Mincha to Achila. There are no what by Mincha? No Imurim, right? There's just Kometz and Achila, Shirayim. There's no Imurim. Obviously, the Imurim is wrapped into the Kometz, which is Zrikas Adam. Okay? So, as the Gemara, so it says Gemara, I'm Rabbi Simi, Ha'en Kometz, Lo Kimoshe Nitma Babosar Vavdu Imurim, if you have only the Kometz, and there are no Shirayim left, it's like the Basar stomach, and the Imurim are gone, who, Atoimer Kometz, and you say, do Kometz over there, of HaChazarek, so it implies, you do Zrikas Adam, even if there ain't no flesh and ain't no Imurim neither. So says Mar, no. Omar Rabbi Mano, is the word missing there, should be Omar Rabbi Mano, Tipater Rabbi Lezer. That's only true Rabbi Lezer. So Rabbi Lezer Mar, Alpha Pishain Shirayim Yesh Koimetz. He holds, even though there's no Shirayim, there is a Koimetz, we don't paskin like him. Because since we don't paskin like him, so therefore we have no proof from there to our issue over here about whether no Imurim and no Kometz. No Imurim and no Basar. Shirai became Tomei before he did the Kemitza. As you were traveling to the Mizbeach with your Kometz, the Shirai became Tomei.
Does
the comments
come first?
Right,
that's what I would think.
No, but you can't eat them.
It's the leftover of what you didn't have.
You did kmita, and then a dead rodent fell on the shirayim.
But
the kmita, I see what you're saying. No, that's not sufficient. What's the primary component of the kmita avoida? Putting the kmita on the mizbeach. The pill taking it up from the shirayim, although that's called the kmitza, that's like the kabbalah sadam. The actual essential component of the kmitza is the putting on the mizbeach. So between the time he took the kmitza and he put on the mizbeach, at that time became tummy. Okay. By the way, something which I don't think I've remarked on in the past and bears remarking here is that the dots in Yushalmi completely unreliable. I have commented on it? Oh, well, here's the case like that. That dot, and there's going to be another one later on, between Avi Shein Shirayim and Yesh Kometz, is out of place. Should be a dot after Yesh Kometz. Okay, so the person who put them in was an ignoramus. Now, the next sugi is kind of a cryptic one. Till now, we've been sailing along. Now we run into some shoals. But Batumas Oivdi. Okay, this is talking about. We want to know, we're asking a question. If the Pesach comes and it's tahor, Pesach is completely tahor, but what happens if the blood is sprinkled by a kohen who's tamei? Now, of course, how is that possible? So the way the Gemara is going to explain, hey chavida, the chera manav shach, if the kohanim are tamei, so they're matamei the shechita is also betuma, right? As possible to have Kohanim who are only Mitami the Zrika, not Mitami the Shechita. So says, well, I'll tell you, Shachta so Bali Mumin. Let's say they're Kohanim or Bali Mumin who are Tzar. Now the truth is, you could also be Shechet Bizar. But generally the Kohanim would not allow that. They would make the Kohanim Bali Mumin with Shecht. So all the Kohanim were Bali Mumin were Tzar, and they did the Shechita. The Kohanim were Tzmeim. Of course, Kohanim Bali Mum cannot serve without based on Mikdash in any other capacity, even if the other Kohanim are Tomei. So who did the Zrika? Kohanim Tomei. So it comes to an interesting situation here. The Kohanim who did the Zrika Saddam are Tomei. The Kohanim who did the Shechita are Tor. The body of the carbon remains Tor. The blood becomes Tomei. What about the guys who are going to eat this carbon tonight? Can they eat a betuma? Since tumas who charbitzibor that year, Or do I say, no, the true tumor is hutzah for the zrikas adam. The zrikas adam was done by tummy kohanim, but the meat of the korban remained tar. So therefore, the eaters that night have to eat a betara. That's the Gemara's question. Okay? So says again, hey Chavida, shalta so by moment is zarko so big typo here, tmeim. And tmeim through the blood. So Amrah, it's a machlokas. Amrah Rabila said, Vabosa shei gabuchol tamei lo yechel. Right? It says, Vabosa which touches to eighty tamei shabin. Hare lo yigabo tamei. So here, no tamei touched it. Vabosa kol tamei yochel basar. In that case, if no tamei touched it, so every Torah should eat it. Harayishka Torahim shechul, the Torahim who can eat it. So therefore, meaning in this case, Yutake are not allowed to be matami the meat, although the dam was tami, but the meat is distinct. Rabbi Zira said no. Meyacha sheilu haPesach haba betumah v'neachelas betumah, since a Pesach which from the get-go becomes tamei because tumah tribetzibor came beaten betumah v'hacha kemisha ba betumah. Here it's tantamount to having come betumah, and therefore the people who eat that night do not have vimak beit betaro. They don't have to again ensure that.
It's not a tzibur here. It's not too much of a tzibur. It's just this one karma.
No. All the kohanim are tummy. Otherwise, we're giving it to another kohen. It's got to be all the kohanim are tummy. So all the kohanim are tummy. So vaida amar should be da, not da amar. In other words, where do we see Rabbi Zira say such a thing? Where do we have precedent for this? Rabbi Shmuel amar Rabbi Zira. Rabbi Shmuel named Rabbi Zira boy. This is the precedent, although we're not going to actually get to the precedent until the top of next Amud, but this is the resetting up. Shmuel Am Rabbi Zira said this elsewhere as well, that the Shmuel told the name Rabbi Zira, they asked the question, if a carbon comes with tummy blood, okay? Now, this is not the Kohen becoming tummy. The blood became tummy. And it's not a case of Tumah Utra B'Tzibur. Only this one guy's carbon's blood became tummy. As the blood was being brought to Mizbeach, a dead rodent fell into it. Okay? So, Baba Tumas Dom. Hey, Chavira, what's such a case? I'm interpreting this Gemara the way Lieberman interprets it, which is the name of the Orcha Shulchan, the Mecha Maim. So, the question, the Gemara's question, Hey, Chavira, means, what was Rabbi Zira's question? Rabbi Zira's question assumes that there's a havamina. There's a havamina that when the blood becomes tummy, the carbon can still be kosher. How could that possibly be? If it's not a year which tumah utra b'tzibor, hey chavido, how would it still be mutter? So then I'll tell you. Me'ach Hashem in matirin lo lizrok, it's possible to look at this two ways. Possibly, it's possible to say, since we don't allow it to throw the blood, kemisha ba betumah, it's like something which a carbon which came betumah, and therefore, of course, it's no good. Oh, me'achar she'ilu zo'avar v'zora kurza, since if you did get the mizbeach and throw this tameh blood on the mizbeach, kemisha lo ba betumah. Perhaps it's not as if it came betumah. Now, what does all this mean? The halacha is, we know, tzitzis meratzah. The kohen go to wear the tzitzis, and tzitzis meratzah tumas mikdash v'kadoshav, right? And it makes it acceptable. So perhaps here too, although the blood became tameh, perhaps if it got... Of course you have to start the process if you realize what's going on. But what happens if you didn't start the process, and the blood actually reached the mizbeach? Are you going to the korban because the tzitzis meratzah or not? That's the Gemara's question. Okay, so says the Gemara, the Shmina Min Ador. Let's learn it from here. Dom Rabbi Yeshu said, "V'nasa Aaron es Avona Kodeshim." The Aaron should bear the sin of the Kodeshim. Now we come to why we brought this down. Avon Krevim, it's the Avera of either the Imurim or Adam, which are Tomei, Velo Avon Makrivim, but not the Avera of the Kohen who's Tomei. Interesting. And a chanami. If the blood becomes tummy, but it reaches the mizbeach, tzitzis meratzah. However, let's say the opposite case, if the kohen is tummy, and then it reaches the mizbeach, the tzitzis not meratzah. Right? The kohen doing the avoda betuma is not, tzitzis doesn't help for that. It's only if the blood itself or the carbon itself was tummy. It's a chefza thing, right? It's really a chefza gavra thing. It's really the case. If the kohen becomes tummy, not if the guy becomes tummy. So says the Gemara. So what do we want? What are we trying to be now for Rabbi Yeshua? So says so he wants to contend. The Gemara wants to contend that bar betumas dam, the case which we brought down at the beginning, depends. If it's the nitma adam, so it's pasul yotze. If the kohen himself is tamei, not the blood, or, well, of course he's metamei the blood, but if the kohen himself is tamei, then you're not yotze. Okay? Now, says Gemara, maybe not. Wait a minute. Maybe I can make a chiluk here. Hevish ben craving liyachi le craving le tzibur. Maybe there's a difference between the craving for a yachid and the craving of the tzibur. Meaning that perhaps by yachid, where the coin is tame, so then the coin becomes possible, and not yet to yachiv. But perhaps where, as you mentioned before, tumotra betzibur, right, and kohanim tmeim are being oivid because there aren't any kohanim tohrim, perhaps there, since the tumotra betzibur is permissible, right, you're allowed to go ahead in that case, so maybe there, not only is the carbon kosher, but also retains its character, and you're not allowed to eat it, the tumah, if it's only the Kohanim who threw the blood or tame, not the Kohanim who shechted the korban. Okay? It's hard to follow because it's choppy. What? First, Gemara, the first line Gemara said wanted to draw a distinction. It says that it depends if the blood becomes tummy, the coin becomes tummy. Coin becomes tummy, the tzitzis not maratza. From this, what we would want to infer back to our case is that therefore, even where tumas hutra betzibur, and the coin becomes tummy, and we allow to lavoida, still, well, not still. There's two answers for, let me start that line over again. That where the coin becomes tummy, we allow to lavoida betuma, that there's something, what's the word? Something defective about this korban pesach. And therefore, despite the fact that technically the korban remained tor, because remember, Kohanim bali mumin torim shechted it. Nevertheless, you're allowed to be metameyit. Again, because it's defective. What's the riot's defective? That if it's a yachid's korban to which the same thing happens, the korban's no good. Because the tzitzis only meratzah on tumas krevim, on the blood, and on the imurim which became tameh, not on the kohen who became tameh. So therefore, when it happens betzibor, even though it's permissible, because tumas are betzibor, nevertheless it's a defective carbon, you can be metameh. That's what the Yerushalmi wanted to say. When the Yerushalmi says, hevish ben krevim l'kiyochid, craving tzibor, there, the way the Aruch HaShulchan interprets it, we want to say that no, perhaps by yochid, if the kohen's tame, it doesn't work, and of course he cannot eat. But by a tzibor, where actually were mati the kohanim to throw the blood on the mizbeach, even though they're tame, there where it works, perhaps it works, and there's no defect. And since there's no defect, you can't eat the korban betumah, you have to eat the korban betahara. It's not 100% smooth. I don't even know if it's 75% smooth. But that's how the Aruch HaShulchan learns it. I didn't see anybody learns any better. Okay? So again, the question is whether we learn out from the yachid's korban, which is puzzle, that the tzibur's korban is defective, where I say, no, since the Tibor's Korban can be done, it's not even defective. And therefore, the Nafkamina is, of course, that if Yad Kohanim, Bali Mumi, Tohirim, Teshecht, then you have to retain whatever you can of the Korban Batara. Okay? Says Ushambi further. Explaining this chiluk further. Hakravim liyachid. What's my evidence for this? Or what? Not evidence, but what's my logic here? Hakravim liyachid. The dam and the imurim of for an individual's korban. This is my proof to tell you that there's a difference between the korban yachid and korban tzibur. I want to back it up to you. Well, so hakravim liyachid. Look. If the Imur and the Dam became Tomei the Korban Yachid, and we know about it, do we say, let it go through and let the Tzitz be Maratza? No. If you know about it ahead of time, you have to stop. Right? Now, Krevi the Yachid, Im Yeshlo, if he's got another Korban, Omri Lo Have, we say, bring the other Korban. You got a backup, bring the backup. Vim Lav, what if you don't got a backup? Tough luck! Ein Matir in Lo Lizrok is Dama. We don't let you do the blood. If you went there and did it and didn't ask any questions, we let you, so it works, but the evet because of the tzitz. But the chatchil, we don't you do that. Don't let you do that. Hamakrivin liyachid. Now, following those lines, the if the coin is tameh, in the case of a yachid's carbon, ben chieshlo, ben chainlo, regardless of whether he has a backup or not, and regardless of whether we know about it or not, lo utzor, it doesn't work. No way. No way, oh, no hell. Because it's the tzitz not maratza. And the kohanim, only on the blood and on the imurim. Well, we know that that's not true by the tzibur. How craving the tzibur, if the dam or the imurim of the tzibur have become stameh, Im yesh, if he's got a backup, or me love it, we'll bring the backup. If he love it, if not, in a carbon seaboard, matiri lo lizrok betchila. We let him go ahead and do it. Why? Because the tumultra bet seaboard. And I'm a creating the seaboard. And also, the in terms of the Kohanim become Tame. Ben Chieshlo, Ben Chieshlo, whether he's got a backup or doesn't have a backup, of Arizara Kurtza, of Arizara Lav Dafka. Because, of course, Tumu Utra B'tzibur, right? So you can go ahead and be Duzrika Saddam. So the Ushami is making a case and saying, you can't extrapolate from the case of an individual Korban. Yes, an individual Korban. So there, the Korban of an individual. Where Tumas not Utra B'tzibur, it's taco all defective. Right? It's not defective and messed up and puzzled, whatever the case may be. And therefore, Lemaisa has all sorts of problems. You might not be Yotze at all. Even if you are Yotze, you certainly can't eat it, right? But by a Korban Tzibur, where we're being mat, where things are Tumas Utra B'tzibur, and therefore, now it doesn't work for the craving. Or b'dievet, it works for the craving, where the blood and the imurim came to me, even the chatchila. And it works even for the makrivim, for the kohanim came to me, which doesn't work at all by the korban of a yachid. Perhaps there's no defect whatsoever. And since it's not defective in any way, shape, or form, so therefore, the tamei part separate and the tar part separate. The tumu is mutter for the blood, but the carbon itself, which remained tar, you have to preserve all its dinim of tar. Okay? Yeah, there for sure they can be matame it. We're talking about specifically here in a case where the kohanim are tamei, but not the Israeli.
Yeah, so that tumultu kicks in for that too.
For kicks, right. Kicks that, right, it does. For the avoido, kicks in for avoido. The shaila is what to do with the eating. Let's say the Kohen Gadol died in Erev Pesach and all the kohanim are tamei. That's the type of case I'm talking about. Yes, the tumultu tzibur kicks in there for the avoido. The question is what happens for the achila, whether then you can eat a betum or not. And it comes out, pashas that you can. That's the pashas of Gemara. I'm Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer said, "Masnisa v'ba betumah mishari shoyda." You should know There are Mishnah which says you can eat the Pesach when you're Tame. It's only if you're Tame from the beginning, from the time Shechita. Avo Baba Tara, but if the time of Shechita, the carbon was Tar. Venikma, then the carbon became Tame afterwards, or the people became Tame. Ain't no Necho Betuma, the carbon cannot be in Betuma. Can't, because it started out being a Tar one. Tuma Chabetzibur must be from the beginning, not something which started in the middle of the process. Shechta b'tara v'nidma ha-tzibur, and therefore, if you shechta the korban b'tara, and then the tzibur came tame, yizarek adam b'tara. Even though the tzibur is all tame, the blood must be sprinkled by thrown by the kohanim, who still are tar. This is the reverse case. The tzibur is tame, the kohanim are tar. So in this case, I remember the Tibur became Tomei when? After the Shechita, right? Yizorek Adam Betara, the blood must be thrown Betara, Vayochar Basar Betuma, can't eat the meat Betuma. Rabbi Lo B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Nosani, that's like Rabbi Nosan. To Rabbi Nosan, Amar Yoytim Izrika, your Yoytim Izrika, it should be below. The letters got transposed. Below Achilo is out Achilo. But others would argue, the Rabban would argue and say, that no, that once you have even a Tzivikei Tami after Shechita, it's carte blanche because Pesach is meant for Achilo, and therefore you can eat Betuma. I'm not sure why Rabbi Lo and Rabbi Yochanan felt compelled to say that, but that's what he brings down. Now, new case. Should be a dot there, not two words later. Shechta B'Tara. Why did you shech the korban b'tara? V'nitma hadam, and then it should be ve'atzibur. So this is mamish the same case we had before, right? You shech the b'tara, then the blood became tame and the tzibur came tame. What do we do in that case? So yizorek hadam b'tuma, the blood is sprinkled b'tuma. Thrown betuma, vayochel habasar betuma, but the meat cannot be in betuma. Now before we said, oh, but it's different than the case before. I'm sorry. The case before, the tibur remained tar. Here the tibur came tame as well. Okay. So here, what's the halacha? So according to Rabbi Nelson, of course he does rikas adam without achila. But like Rabbanan who argue, what's the halacha? So Rabbi Yerushim, Rabbi Yerushim said, nevertheless here you don't eat. Why? Mipnei marisai adorabana. Why is that? Shelo yomu, that people shouldn't say, hey, what's going on? Rinu Pesach ba betara. We saw a Pesach which came betara. Next one should be v'necha betuma, and was eaten betuma. In other words, people won't have the sensitivity to discern and distinguish and know that this Pesach became tummy in the middle, and that's what we're eating. And that we became tummy in the middle, that's what we're eating. They'll think that any time a Pesach comes, even betara, so we can still eat a betuma, and that's not true. So there, because the Maris sign, unless people make that mistake, we don't allow them to eat it at all. Okay, is that clear? Now, Me'atov, that's out of the case. The next few lines, by the way, to the bottom, almost to the bottom of the Amud. Next 6-7 lines are very difficult. Lieberman says he doesn't understand them, and everybody has difficulty with them. Baruch Hashem, you've come to the right place this evening. I will now tell you my pshat. You will have the opportunity to slug me up, of course, but I think I have a good one here. Okay? But Me'ato lo yizorek hadam. Let's say betuma. What's your tomorrow sign? So where you draw the line? Look, the shechita was betara, right? So you shouldn't be allowed to do even the zrika sadam betuma, because people say, "Hey, we saw a pesach which began. We see pesach can begin a tara and end the tuma, and they'll come to all sorts of misjudgment, right? So therefore, let's worry about tomorrow sign." That you shouldn't say Pesach, which came Matara, the blood is thrown Betuma. Now, everybody agrees in the Pshat. From here on in, it's my Pshat.
What is Rabbi
Nosani? So, Ha Soifcha Rabbi Nosani. Now, nobody understands, so everybody has difficulty with this line, but I think the line means, says, maybe you'll tell me. It's like, V'chi Tema. And maybe, I know eventually you're going to say this Rabbi Nosson, right? So you're going to say, look, Rabbi Nosson, you don't have to achila, you can do zrika, not achila. That's no good. Says Yushami, I anticipate that. But you should know, Moda Rabbi Nosson, b'chol of a zokin. Rabbi Nosson can see, there's got to be some hechitim to eat, right? You can't, you're not allowed to do zrika, sadam, iko Rabbi Nosson, an old man or a chole. Even though Rabbi Nosson knows theoretically you don't need any achila, in practice it has to be for somebody who can suitable to eat, right? So therefore, here, how can I do this Rika Saddam? In other words, you want to say, no, people will know. Like Rabbi Nosson, that's not afraid for my sign, because people will know that you do Zrika Saddam Betumo, and then you do Zrika Saddam, and then you don't eat it. It's not, people understand that it's no Mara sign, because people are going to, I'm not going to think that it was done Betumo, because they don't see their eating afterwards. So says more, no, even going to be Nosson. Rabbi Nosson holds that the only time you do Zrika is if there's someone you could potentially eat. So again, we have a Marathon problem here, that people are going to say, even if we don't let them eat later on, we say, don't eat it, because you're Tomei. But still is a Marathon problem, because people know that even Rabbi Nosson, who holds Zrika Saddam, is quote-unquote independent of the Achila, there have to be some Ochlim. So people say, oh, vice choice, this comes out that I can start a Pesach Betara and finish a Betuma. Hi, the rabbis didn't eat me, let me eat it. Okay, for some reason they didn't want me to eat it. But the halacha is that I can go ahead and do it, because even Rabbi Nosson requires some linkage between Tzvika and Achila. So says the Gemara, no. Mo the Rabbi Nosson he bechabura shetanitma ovet shalom. A very beautiful distinction Rabbi Nosson makes. It depends, Marisayin, it depends on what became Tomei. If the blood became Tomei, then you can continue that voda. Because people are not such big, people don't, the dam being Tomei is not such a public thing. Then you can do Zrika Saddam, and that's okay, there's no Marisayin. Rabbi Nosson, however, concedes, if the person became Tomei, meaning the Kohani became Tomei, then you arrest the process midstream. Hi, Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, but that's Marisayin. People think a korban starts out being Torah can continue B'Tumah. In that case, even though Midaraisa can continue Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, right, at least the Zrika can do. Perhaps, according to Rabbanan, perhaps even the Achila. But even there, Rabbi Nosson says you got to arrest the process midstream because of Marisayin, and everybody's nitcha the Pesach Sheni. Okay, very interesting. Again, it depends who becomes Tomei. Motor Rabbi Nosson, again, Marisayin depends on who becomes Tomei at what stage. Let's summarize what we saw. If the you did shachta betara, and then the blood became tomei, Rabbi Yirma said with the name Rabbi Yochanan that there's Marisayin, right? Okay. Then the Gemara asked, then he can't eat it. Then the Gemara asked, well, if that's the case, don't even do Zrika Saddam, right? And maybe you say that Zrika Saddam can be done according to Rabbi Nosson. Right? Zeresol, Zrika Saddam, and Achila can be disassociated from each other. And they can't be completely disassociated from each other. If you're not going to have anybody eat that year, it's like Shmir Shechli for Choyle or Zokin. So how can you possibly disassociate? So says the Gemara, in answering the question, that there's a distinction. When does Rabbi Nosson holds that there is Meir Sain, and you don't even do Zrika Saddam, where the Kohen becomes Tomei. Because then people are not going to be able to distinguish. They'll say, you did Zrika Saddam. So what's going on here, right? Zrika Saddam, you started Betara and you finished Betuma. How could you possibly have such a thing? Rabbi Nosson does allow you to do Zrika Saddam where you start off with the Kohen, you start Betara, and then the blood becomes Tomei. Because that's not such much as Zrika Saddam, a Prama Marisayin. Now, Lamaisa, it seems, according to Rabbi Nosson, though, in these circumstances, we don't let the people eat. Okay? What happens is we allow the process to continue to the point of Zrika, because Rabbi Nelson Zvika and Achila disassociated, but we do not allow the process to continue beyond that to Achila. Okay? Like Rabbanon, right? If you can't, if you don't do Achila, you don't do Zvika because they're linked. You can do Zvika, you can do Achila. But like Rabbi Nelson, we can stop in the middle. We stop it, but it depends where we stop it. If the coin became tummy, we don't even do Zrika. If the dime became dummy, we do Zrika, but we don't do Achila afterwards. Okay? Says Yerushalmi further. Similarly, Rabbi Nasa Chaburish Nimtza Yabolis Ba'or Shela, Rabbi Nasa concedes, if after the Chabura slaughtered their corn Pesach and did the Zrika Saddam, they skinned the corn Pesach and whoops! They found a mum in the Korn Pesach, a wart on the Korn Pesach. Sheinitchin lePesach Sheini. Even though Rabbi Nosson knows that the Zrika and the Achila are divorced, but here retroactively became clear that the Korban was no good, right? So obviously you push on Pesach Sheini. Now, once we're on the topic of warts, Chamesh Chaburos, this case you did have in the Bavli, Chamesh Chaburos, Shenid Nisarv Oros Bischem. You have five groups who already did the whole Avodah. Then the hides of their corporate space got mixed up. Nimtzi Aboilos Borishal Achos Man. And he found a wart on one of them. So Kulim Yetzel Beis service, they have to burn all the Korbanos. And they're all none of them can eat their corn peso that year, right? That means Yotze Beis Reifa, because one of them is no good, we don't know whose, right? Upturin last is Pesach Sheni. But they're part to make Pesach Sheni because they did the Avoda Kedin. Now, Savri Meim with Rabbi Nosson. They want to say that that's Rabbi Nosson who holds the Yotze corn Pesach without Achila. Says, no! Tipote Dibre Hakol! It's according to everybody. How so? Because it's kimitame b'safek kevrat ha'om. Whenever you have a safek which is not known at the time of Zrika Saddam, literally kevrat ha'om is where you passed over a grave which is not known to anybody, and then he did the avoda. It's a special loch l'mosh misinai that since you were not aware of the safek, so b'dievid you're yoytze, even though later on it comes out you passed over someone which is definitely tame. So here too, since at the time he did the avoda you're not aware of the safek, then you're allowed to you're considered to have been yoytze the Korban Pesach, because otherwise the mechal mayim throws in the girsa the lochein, because if not like the ilochein, Rabbi Nosson Zarika Saddam Korban Nosson could you do Zarika Saddam? How is it possible? You wanted to say it's Rabbi Nosson, so you wanted to say this is all. The Mechamai puts this all into this one line where it says, you want to say it's Rabbi Nosson. So you want to say, why is it work according to Rabbi Nosson? Because according to Rabbi Nosson, even if you found the word before Zrika Saddam, you could do Zrika Saddam. Why? Because you know you can do Zrika if you can't do Achila. Of course, that's not true. Even Rabbi Nosson knows the Baal Mum is no good. So even Rabbi Nosson has told that it's a case where you were not aware at the time he did Zrika that the Korban was puzzle. So therefore, even when I record Rabbi Nosson, it's a case where the reason why I say we are Yotze because of the Zrika is because it was like Tumas Kever at the home. It was no way of knowing at the time, or it was you did not know at the time, and that's why B'dievid it works both according to Nosson and according to Rabbanon, and the Zrika works even without the Achila. Not because Zrika without Achila is good. So we don't allow, like Rabbanon, we never allow Zrika without Achila lichatchila. But here we're talking about a B'dievid situation, that's why. And we don't know whose Korban was tame, so therefore we assume, we don't know whose Korban had the mum, so therefore we assume because of the Safi Keratov that the role were valid, and none of them make Pesach Sheni. Okay, that was the end of the hard part. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shmuel, B'shem, Rabbi Yeshua said, one pasuk says, "Ach b'shchor shor or b'chor kesev or b'chor eiz." The b'choros of all these animals, they're all korbanos, of course. Because of echor haimer, another pasuk says, "B'zarka koines adam al mizbeach, mizbeach Hashem." You should throw the blood on the mizbeach of Hashem. Big typo here. Should be Pesach with a tuf. At the opening of Ohel Moed, right? Victor Achel v'Lareach Nichoach LaHashem. So I got a problem. It's one pasuk says, the first pasuk in Bamidbar talks about eating the bechor. The second pasuk talks about putting on the imurim. So what do I do with these two pasukim? Which one is primary? So it says more, very simple. Since we have two pasukim, it means either one. And this is the source of saying, by all our korbanos, you don't need basar. You can have either basar and imurim, because it says by b'chor once stressing eating, it says by b'chor elsewhere stressing the imurim, so therefore either or suffices. Talmud today we learned over there, neat mushiorea by menachos, if the shrine became tummy. This mushiorea, after you took off the komets, the shrine became lost. Before he did to put on his bag. Another type of the careless sort, avdu with an aleph, right? Avdu shuriah. The shrine got lost post the birth. Kemidas Rabbi Lezer ksheira, like Rabbi Lezer, it's kosher. Now Rabbi Lezer holds that the blood, by regular kabbalas, blood, you can throw the blood, even if you got no meat and no imurim left. So too by the Menach Mincha, even if you have no Shrine left, it's okay. Kiyas Rabbi Shua says, you know, have to have by regular Korban, either Imurim or Basar left, here you have to have some Shrine left, otherwise it's possible. Shalobi Kli Shores. What if you didn't put the Komets in the Kli Shores? You have to put the Komets on the way when you transport the Mizbeach, you have to put it into a Kli Shores. You put it, pick it in your fingers, and then you put it into a Kli Shores, into a hole, to a holy vessel. So, Psula, it's possible. That Komets is no good. Rabbi Shmuel is Machshir. It's not relevant to our Sugya. It's Machlok is about the concept of Komets, whether it needs a Kli Shores in order to be Mekadoshit. Hikter comes up by mine. Don't ask me why the guy did this. There's some confusion. He did it. He did the comments in two shots, half once and half another time. So hikter comments by mine. It's kashera. I'll die to Rabbi Lezer. Now he will explain the Rabbi Lezer and Bishul, which he just brought down. It must be something out of order. But I'll die to Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer, im ein dam ein basar. If there's no blood, of course you can't eat the meat, but I'll be shame, basar yesh dam. But if there's no blood, you can still bring the blood. Again, he holds that tzrika sadan can be done even if there's no basar. Similarly, a main komets in shirayim. If there's no komets, there's no shirayim, because that's the zrika. Avi shein shirayim, yesh komets, but even if there's no shirayim, you can still do the komets. Al daiti Rabbi Yeshua, kor Rabbi Yeshua, imein dam ein basar. If there's no blood, there's no meat. If imein basar ein dam, there's no meat, there's no blood either, because that's be matter something. And similarly, a main komets in shirayim, main komets. Say anybody menachos. Amram Yivmona, Ramona said, Tipater, our Mishnah says that Omer Shnei Alechem come betuma. It's got to be Rabbi Lezer. The Rabbi Lezer Ravli Bishayin Shirayim Yesh Komets. When the Omer comes betuma, can he eat the Korban Omer? No. But nonetheless, it says in our Mishnah that he can do the Avoda. How can you do that voda? If there's no shirayim now to bring komets, it must be our mission going to Rabbi Elazar, who says that he can do komets even without shirayim, right? Elazar may not be shayin shirayim ish komets. Rabbi Yisrael Rabun, Rav Rabbi Yochan Tarvei and Omrin. No, Rav and Rabbi Yochan both said, he ain't going like Rabbi Yeshua. Because Moda Rabbi Yeshua shim over v'zarek sadam burtza. But the evidence, it works. And our mission, which says that if you brought the mincha works, it's talking about b'di'evet. And b'di'evet, really, even a mincha sibur should not come l'chadchila b'tumah. Our mission, according to Rabbi Shua, is talking about b'di'evet. Of course, l'chadchila should not, because no shrine b'di'evet, it does work. Okay. Neat makol or rubo. If the congregation, the majority of the congregation, is tummy. Or she'll climb tummy or call tar. Well, should have asked before the Gemara, right? Kaima Tami, the call is tar, Yasu Batumi, do Batuma. Need my mute call, minority of the call star is the Tame. Hatoy Mosi Misarishon, the Tame make Pesach Rishon, but May Mosi Misarishon, May make Pesach Shani. Montana Rove, who said the majority is you have need a majority? Rabbi Meir. The Tani Rabbi Meir Omer, who machs his call Shvatim? It doesn't matter if you only have half of all the Shvatim, meaning only six Shvatim are Tomei, who machs his call Shevet, and or half of all each one of the 12 Shvatim, but Uvad Rov, as long as they make up a majority of Klai Yisrael. And in that case, it's talking about in Masech Torios, they bring a par helim tibor if they did something wrong together. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, chati kol shevet v'shevet. Rabbi Yehuda argues, says, half of each of his shevet will be uvad rov. In that case, if it's half of every shevet, you need a majority of the congregation. But shvatim shlemim, if entire shvatim were chayte, even one, shevet echo kor kol shvatim. So that one shevet is gore everybody else, that they could all be mitzarf in one par elim dovar if the Sanhedrin was more the wrong halacha. We'll come back to this tomorrow, but according to him, even if one shevet is tamei here, you can all of Am Yisrael could do the Korban Pesach Betumah. Okay? We had this in the Bavli as well, right? But I don't remember if we brought them the sugi of par elim dovar. We'll come back to it tomorrow.